When I saw the roof of Aunt Sheila's house peeking over the driveway, I nearly jumped out of the car and ran the rest of the way. But Mom stopped me. She wanted me to help carry everything inside. I grabbed the bowl of sweet potatoes and potty danced my way to the front door. Before Dad could even ring the doorbell, Aunt Sheila burst out, arms wide open, a big grin on her face and her wide frame taking up the entrance of the house. "Happy Thanksgiving, everyone!" Aunt Sheila shouted, but something seemed off. She seemed very happy to see us, but kept looking over her shoulder into the house. We all greeted her and gave her hugs, but she wouldn't let us in. She gazed over her shoulder again, and then back to us. She spoke in a hushed, concerned tone. "I need to talk to you guys about Janelle. As you probably heard, her boyfriend Dave died in a car accident a few months ago. She has not been taking it well, and has been acting pretty odd." Her words continued, but I couldn't focus. I just nodded along, hopping from foot to foot, trying not to wet my pants. Finally, she opened the door and let us in. I rushed into the house, threw the dishes on the counter, and gave a brief wave to all my family sitting in the living room, before darting into the bathroom. I did take note that Janelle was sitting on the couch with her arm around some guy. Guess she found a way to get over her late boyfriend's death after all. I finished up my business and flushed. As I was washing my hands, I heard faint voices coming from behind me. I turned around and saw a vent. Out of curiosity, I put my ear up to it and heard my father's voice.
"What the hell is she doing?"
"Calm down, Mark. You know Janelle has always been a little different."
I wondered what they were talking about. Janelle was kind of the black sheep of the family. She went through a goth stage that lasted into her 20s. And I've even heard my parents talk about her being into witchcraft.
"Just let Sheila handle it. She'll try to get her help after the holidays."
I walked back into the living room, really wanting to meet this new boyfriend of Janelle's. But they were nowhere to be found. They must have gone off into her room, not something I would want to walk in on. I proceeded to go through the rest of the standard Thanksgiving festivities, while waiting for the food to hit the table. I played football with my little cousins, watched the parade on TV, and got to catch up with everyone I don't get to see often enough. When Aunt Sheila called us all to the table for dinner, Janelle was already in her seat, and I finally got a good look at the guy she had brought to dinner. My jaw dropped. I recognized him from the pictures on her social media pages over the years. It was Dave, her boyfriend who died in the car crash. He sat there with a blank stare out of his one remaining eye. He was dressed in a suit and tie that was covered with dirt.
"Kyle, there you are," Janelle called out to me, excited. "Where have you been? I don't think you've ever met Dave."
I looked over at my dad, who made a gesture of shrugging his shoulders and shaking his head in disbelief at the same time. I rose from my chair slowly and walked over to the happy couple.
Hey Dave, nice to finally meet you."
I was so taken aback by this whole situation, I didn't know how to react. Janelle leaned over him and put her ear to his mouth. "He says he's very happy to finally meet you too. He's heard a lot about you. Sorry he's pretty shy about talking with new people."
No problem. I can understand that," I said uneasily as I made my way back to my seat.
Throughout dinner, we all tried our best to ignore the situation and treat Dave like a living member of the family. My grandmother even tried to have a conversation with him.
"So what are you up to these days, Dave?"
Janelle leaned in to pretend like he was whispering in her ear.
"He says he has been having trouble finding work since the accident. He was working at his uncle's office, but if he wants that job back, he needs to work the graveyard shift."
I just about choked on my mashed potatoes trying not to laugh. I looked over and saw my dad doing the same thing.
"Probably best you keep your options open now. Don't want to bury yourself in work."
My mom and grandma both shot daggers at him. I tried my best to stifle my own laughter, but then I had to join in.
Dave seems like quite the find. Where'd you dig him up? Janelle didn't pick up on the joke yet and went right along telling us how they had met back in high school and have been inseparable since. She gave him a tight squeeze and a kiss on the cheek. Well, where his cheek used to be. As she pulled away, you could see a goopy string of pus or some other such fluid trail from his cheek hole connected to her lips. And that's when a chunk of flesh fell right off his face and into the untouched turkey and potatoes that sat on the plate in front of him. That was it. We were all done with dinner at that point. A few people had to excuse themselves right there and probably go throw up, I guess. Most of the family left right after that. It was only my parents, Aunt Sheila, Janelle, myself, and of course Dave. We all retired to the living room and continued to chat. Janelle had carried Dave with her, obviously struggling under his weight. Since the accident, Dave has trouble getting around on his own, she justified. That makes sense. He did only have one leg left after all, and it was bent the wrong way. I walked over to my parents and told them, I don't feel so well. Can we go home? You're looking pretty pale there, champ. I guess it's about that time, my father responded. We gathered up our dishes from our sides we had brought. Aunt Sheila and Janelle walked us to the car, gave us hugs, and thanked us for coming. Make sure to tell Dave goodbye for us. It was a pleasure meeting him. At that point, a voice came from the door of the house. I looked over and saw a single eye staring out of the darkness behind the door.
Was a pleasure meeting you all too.
Thanks everyone for listening, and make sure you have a happy turkey-stuffed holiday. If you like the video, go ahead and like it or leave a comment. And if you're not subscribed yet, go ahead and do that as well. Stay spooky, my friends.